As I've pointed out over the last few weeks, and I know all of you have been tuning in, know that there's an enormous success rate difference between people of a fixed mindset and people of a growth mindset. Remember, the fixed mindset are those people who believe that they have talents and intelligence that are fixed. They don't change. And in those individuals, failure is felt very suddenly, and giving up comes quickly. People with a growth mindset, however, believe that learning is always an ongoing process, and there's really no such thing as failure, but just more learning and more challenge. So why am I spending a few weeks in describing the findings of research on growth and fixed mindset? Well, here's the big picture. I could be wrong, but it seems like the goal should be for all of us to hire the best people possible. And while no one will say it's an easy task to do, seems that we all of companies should try to do that. After all, the National Association of Realtors danger report states that the number one danger to the industry is, quote, masses of marginal agents destroy the reputation in the industry. So first of all, let's tackle how this happened and why it continues. I haven't been exposed to the industry very long, just 13 years, but here's a very broad explanation without going into too many details, such as the shift from the employee versus independent contractor decades back, other things like that. But on a very large scale, sometime in the last few decades, many companies started hiring as many agents as they could, regardless of competence, fit, ethics, personality, etc. One explanation given for this is, well, we just can't tell who's going to be successful and who won't. This is in part caused a buildup of marginal agents. So how can knowing more about the growth and fixed mindset alter this dilemma? Well, not only do individuals have growth and fixed mindsets, but organizations do too. An organization with a fixed mindset may say things like, we don't know who works out, so let's just hire as many as we can. They may say, no one can educate me about hiring. I've been around for years and I know it all. They may say, I know when I interview someone who's good and who I can differentiate them from somebody who works out. All of these statements set a company up for bad hiring, where 1,000 may come in the door and 800 leave. That seems like it would create a lot of frustrated people and very poor customer experiences. A growth mindset company might say, I'm always considering ways to improve hiring so that we can sign and retain people who don't just say they want to do well, but try to improve every day. Or how can we measure variables in our process that'll improve our hiring and retention of the best people? Or let's always consider what we're missing. Is there something we aren't considering in the way we attract and hire new people? It's my belief that the growth mindset company is more attractive to the growth mindset individual. And I know that you as an individual have no control over the entire industry or even your company, but you do have control over your little piece of it. So be of a growth mindset yourself. Improve every day. Look for ways you can challenge yourself to figure out ways to improve just your little piece of this process. And the reputation of the industry will get better. Talk to you soon.